Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Bud Bates. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Benjamin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Harrell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Harrell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr takes first base on ball four. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suhr moves to third. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Bates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Russell moves to second. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benjamin. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Russell scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mancuso moves to third. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Bud Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 0-for-1 in the game. Bates hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schilling moves to second. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Schilling moves to third. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benjamin. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Gallen moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The ball gets by Warren. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Gallen. He's safe. Lieber moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a fly ball towards right. Nicholson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nicholson. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 1 in the game. Warren hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherin moves to second. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherin moves to third. Harrell moves to second. Bud Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 0 for 2 in the game. Bates hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 2 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sherin. Hack moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benjamin throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Herman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hack scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sherin. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Warren and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Nicholson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Marte. Russell reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-2 in the game. Warren hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee bunts towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Mancuso scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. Gallen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin misplays the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Gallen scores. Lieber moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Gleason now playing left field. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrell strikes out. One out. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 0 for 3 in the game. Bates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Lech is now playing second base. Jim Schilling now playing third base. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lech reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Bates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lech scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Maddock. Soor moves to third. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0 for 3 in the game. Marti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soor scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Cubs. Charlie Lech is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lech hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 4 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Bates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Bates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 3 in the game. Warren strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Ray Harrell. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gleason. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mueller moves to third. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Bud Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 0-for-4 in the game. Bates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock throws towards first. Russell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Schilling moves to third. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.